opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:05 on the 29th of May. Our phone line's here at 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and it looks like our server has been fixed because we're hearing sound all the time now going out over the Internet. Just join our chat room by popping in on that at KCNR1460.com. Today we have our another day of candidates. Yesterday we had, of course, Mike DeQuisto on talking, and today after our 10 o'clock break we have supervisor and running for re-election Leonard Modi, who has just walked in here with one cup of coffee, which I think frankly is a little selfish, but that's okay for an hour of free radio time. I'm sure if Linda had been here, he would have brought it for her. But Linda is out today getting the paint to paint the studio. See, what are the things she's got? She's got like six different things that she's doing today. We're getting ready to paint the studio down here at KCNR. And we've moved all types of things around. As you know, we've made our green room back there. And now we're just taking that next step because it's time. It's been 2.5 years. But speaking of time, we have Bad Bob, who's here, and he's got, perhaps has the weather with us.
Yeah, Carl, weather-wise, we are looking at, mostly sunny day today. High will be getting into the middle 80s. Right now, 70% humidity in town. Heading into tonight, looks like tonight and tomorrow, looks like the clouds will be in and out, and it's going to be getting quite warm in Redding. High's moving well into the 90s. By tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, we're like 98. It's getting close to 100 there.
Yeah. Well, about this time of year, we start pushing that century mark. Currently 52 in Redding, and this report is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards are having great music out there this weekend. In fact, I think Linda and I are heading out there Friday night for dinner and going out there with some friends. Give them a call at 474-5546 and get great food, great ambiance out there. It's a little bit cooler up there in the hills. And lastly, Bad Bob, what did you do for Memorial Day yesterday?
Worked. We're clearing out our old warehouse of 30 years times two of accumulated stuff.
Well, you're a veteran, and thank you for your service.
And I will say that yesterday on my way out there to continue this rather large project, I passed the Patriot Guard riders and the procession coming the other way on Airport Road. And
they brought over Petty Officer Davis in.
It was
Wilson in, I'm sorry.
The number of cars that I saw literally put a lump in my throat.
Well, it's a young man that died not in combat, but in defense of this country. He died from a heart problem, it looks like. Anderson, Linda had the honor of singing the national anthem, and I had the honor to speak at the Anderson Cemetery at the Veterans of Foreign Wars memorial there. And then, of course, they had the ones at on Cypress Avenue at the cemetery. And then last night, the big one at 555 at the Igo Cemetery out there, the California Veterans Cemetery out there, which was just superb also. So before we get started with our guests, we always start out the week with our friends from the Wells Fargo Advisors for our Market Minute, and it's Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, well, good morning. We have a higher open today as Wall Street returns from Memorial Weekend. Currently, the Dow's up 115 points at 12,571, while the NASDAQ's up 24 at 2,862, and the S&P 500's up 12 at 1,329. Oil's up 57 cents this morning at $91.43 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.84%. Gold's up $12.90 this morning at $1,584, while silver's up 15 cents at $28.54 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Bank of America is up 9 pennies at $7.24. Facebook's down 80 cents at $31.11, while LinkedIn is down 2 dimes at $98.32. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. You know, Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning, we have our Wells Fargo Minute with our Wells Fargo Advisors, and for our Market Minute, I should say. They're located out on Park Marina Drive, and there's anything you want to know about the stock market, go out and ask Josh and Susan and Chris and Kathy, and they're going to be able to tell you all the scoop. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We come back, we have Supervisor Leonard Modi with us, and we're going to be talking about the election. We're going to be talking about a little bit about Memorial Day, too. Leonard was out at the ceremony in Igo last night. We're going to talk about that, but we're going to mainly talk about what's going on in, with the race and what changes he sees, if any.
This is retired Assemblyman Stan Satham. For over 18 years, I fought for the great North State against many threats, including state money grabs and LA's liberal influence over our legislature. I even authored a measure to separate the North State from Southern California so we could create our own independent state. We need an independent, conservative North State leader to fight for us, and that's why I'm supporting Rick Bassetti for Assembly. Rick will never support higher taxes, and he will bring new jobs to the North State, and most importantly, he stood up already against special interests by authoring sweeping pension reform for the city of Reading. He'll do the same in Sacramento. Join me, along with Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, former State Senator Maurice Johannesson, the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, the National Tax Limitation Committee, and hundreds of local small business owners, and vote Rick Bassetti on June 5th. So much is at risk.
I'm Rick Bassetti, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bassetti for Assembly 2012.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Under Measure B, property owners in a small part of Shasta County could be shut down until 2036. 2036. That seems like a long time, doesn't it? But that's just what it says right here in the official Shasta County ballot book. If Measure B passes, farmers, businesses, and other landowners can't make property changes until the year 2036. Sure, Measure B has exceptions, and you can always just call for a countywide election. But why should property owners here in Shasta County have to hire lawyers at their own expense just to tell them what they can and can't do with their own land? And Measure B is so confusing. It's just going to wind up in court, with Shasta County taxpayers paying the bills. Look, we all want to protect ag land, but Measure B goes too far. But don't just take my word for it. The Shasta County Farm Bureau says Measure B is poor planning and unnecessary. That's why the Farm Bureau urges you to vote no on Measure B. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Property Rights. No on Measure B.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaugh, Linda's on assignment this morning, 7:15 in the morning. It's May the 29th, the day after Memorial Day. Our guest is Supervisor District 2, Leonard Modi, who is also running for re-election in a, I can't call it a heated campaign, because heated would be, when I use the word heated, that's where I get out, you know, Lamoff and Onstead and, you know, measures A and B. That to me is heated. It seems like you and Scott Schwindeman and Steve Allen are kind of mellow. Kind of a mellow campaign. Can I say that?
I think you can. Carl, thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here again. I would think that, yeah, during our different debates and forums that we've had, that it's been very respectful amongst my opponents, and I think that's good for the public, for us just to state our views and where we stand and stay out of the mudslinging, so to speak.
Yeah, well, we gave Scott a chance, and I was gone for weeks. I don't know what happened, really. My scheduling person, we still haven't found her yet, because after I've been gone for a few days, who knows where she goes. We were just talking about Memorial Day, and you were out at IGO last night.
You know, I was, and it was I go out there every year, and it was a great ceremony. They took it back to, like, the Civil War era, and actually had a President Lincoln come and give the Gettysburg Address. It was an excellent display of patriotism, I think. It was very emotional. There were some families there, some who had lost, like, a son or within the last year or so. And
yeah, Regland's family was there, and also the Army sergeant who was they put some stuff out there.
Yeah, and it was very moving to see them up there and stuff. But a great opportunity to show the respect that our veterans, particularly the ones who have given their life, you know, that we owe to them. And it was a great ceremony.
And by the way, I'd like to mention is that Wednesday tomorrow, which is really
the real Memorial Day.
There is going to be a bench that is going to be dedicated in Anderson Park to Chad Regland. And it starts at 4 o'clock, the dedication ceremony, and all people are invited. And I urge people to be out there. I think it's important that we go to one or more Memorial Day services.
I'd hope that people at least try to make it to one. There's another one tomorrow, too, at the Veterans Grove next to the Auditorium at 11 o'clock, and all people are invited to come to that one as well.
Well, they should. I mean, you know, we had the honor to participate in the one yesterday in Anderson, and our neighbors down in Anderson and friends in Anderson. And it was good to see so many people show up for this, and you knew that they were going to go from one to another, and there were young people there too, and that, I was glad to see that, because in so many cases, Memorial Day means pools are open, beginning of summer, we're going to Whiskey Town, you know, and all this, and sometimes they forget that it's
a sacred day, really.
It is a sacred day. It's to honor our fallen. And we talked yesterday about this guy from MSNBC who said, I have a problem calling the fallen, you know, the fallen warriors heroes. Well, he came back. You just saw a headline today. Said he came back and apologized, which, you know, what he said was stupid anyway. But anyway.
Yeah.
Now, let's go on. Let's go on to what's going on here. The election, the political race. Is it different than your last one?
Well, you know, in a lot of ways, it actually is the same. There's three of us running as it was last time, and that's what it, you know, was 4 years ago. So the difference for me probably is we're a better understanding of how the process works and what you have to do, and that makes it easier for your committee to know their assignments and stuff. But it's you know, it's been a good process and a chance to, as you've said, get the word out there. And I would tell you the one thing that's kind of a little bit different to you mentioned many times on your show that you know, no one should really run unopposed, and I think your idea behind that is that people get the word out, not only where the candidates stand, but you get the word out about the issues.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, I found it very interesting that my opponents, but also I think all the other candidates, because I'm the only incumbent running for supervisor this time around, I've watched them learn what the real issues are, because at the beginning they all were kind of, well, I want to run because I think I should, or someone's, you know, not running against them, or I'm a good board member or something like that. And this time around, in the last month or so, for people, they've recognized after listening, I think, to me talk a lot of times, it's about public safety. It's about the water issues. It's about tax sharing and dealing with issues with the city. So not only are the candidates getting educated, but so is the public.
Well, you know, Leonard, and that's exactly what I meant. I don't care. You know what? You could be, and I say you, it's a generic you. The person in office could be the best. It doesn't make any difference. If they run unopposed, then that person really doesn't have to say what they stand for. Even though you may think that, or you don't know how they're going to handle different situations. What about these new situations that are coming up? You just have to kind of wait and react. So I think this political process we have is such a great process that if we don't use it, you know, we're going to lose it at some time, or it's going to be abused. I don't mean abused by, you know, nefarious things, but it's just, you know, people staying in. Kehoe, good guy. He has never run for office against anybody. And he's coming up for election next year.
2 years.
Or in 2 years. But I expect him to stand up finally and just say, let's find out what's going on here. And it's got nothing to do with the job Kehoe does. It has to do with the fact of having him stand up in front of 500 people and say, this is what I believe. Something that you did, and you do well. Okay, we got to take a break. We come back. Don, please hang on till after the commercials, and we'll come back and we'll talk. I know it's about yesterday, and that's what we've got time for that. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
A hot summer night, feel like a net. I've got to find my baby yet. I need you to soothe my head, turn my
This is Supervisor Leonard Modi. Public safety should be our number one priority. As Police Chief of Reading, I worked hard to keep our streets safe. As your supervisor, I have strongly supported the Sheriff's Office in order to protect you and your family. In these difficult times, I will continue to put your safety at the forefront of my decisions.
Proven leadership, integrity, and a balanced approach. Re-elect Leonard Modi, Supervisor, District 2.
Paid for by the committee to elect Leonard Modi.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
I'm Vaughn Cartwright, and like Glenn Hawes and Linda Hartman and many others in Shasta County, I'm endorsing Brian Daly for the State Assembly. Like me, I'm sure you're fed up with all the politicians and gladhanders in Sacramento who are wasting our money. Brian Daly has the right experience to get the job done. What we need in Sacramento is someone with business sense, not another politician. And that person is Brian Daly.
Paid for by Daly for Assembly 2012.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Reading. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at CrownMotorsReading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
California's first congressional district is at a crossroads. We can no longer afford to elect career politicians who take money from special interest groups to further their own agendas. We can no longer afford to elect career politicians who continue to line their own pockets with our tax dollars while asking us to make cuts. We must not elect Doug LaMalfa. He is unethical and does not know the difference between illegal conduct, fraud, and political satire. His actions are indefensible. He is misleading you. He is not one of us. As your next congressman, I will represent this diverse district and all of its citizens fairly and equitably. I will always act honestly, with strength and integrity. I will never forget that I work for you. I'm not taking donations, will not accept the Cadillac health care Congress offers only to itself, and will not stay in office longer than 6 years. I'm Michael DeQuisto, and I'm running for Congress. I approve this ad. Please vote for me on June 5th.
DeQuisto for Congress paid for this ad.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and the Bot, 7:25 in the morning, May the 29th. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our buddies down there, Joe and Shelley, Espresso Joe's, great coffee, great prices, and, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will match or beat any price on tobacco in this town. And they have been in business 35 years helping our community. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Now, let's go to the phones. Don, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for waiting.
How you doing there?
Hey,
Carl,
we're fine.
Just wanted to give you and Linda a shout-out. Actually, you and the BFW 9650 down at Anderson. We were down at the cemetery yesterday. It was beautifully decorated, beautiful ceremonies, and you and Linda did a great job. You really did. You guys both, you spoke from the heart. You were inspirational, and the folks really needed to hear you and Linda. She sang from the heart, did one of the best renditions that my wife and I have ever heard of the Star Spangled Banner, and we just thought it was great, and want to thank you so much, and want the folks to know that if they didn't get out there, they missed a lot, and we've got a new saying for you. Instead of miss a day, miss a lot, if you miss a bot, you miss a lot.
You know, thank you so much. You know,
you're more than
the people out there with and from the VFW, they put the flags up all over the Anderson Cemetery, and they it's absolutely a beautiful service, and the people out there are such nice people, and thank you for such kind words. But you know what? It did come from the heart, because we believe in that. We believe in our heroes. We believe in remembering our heroes who have given us so much. So
yeah, I think that's the thing we have to remember, all of us, and you reminded us beautifully yesterday, and I don't think I've ever seen you so impassioned. You were coming on like gangbusters.
Well, thanks.
Really.
And I'm not running for office.
Yeah, right. There you go. Well, you're running for something bigger than that. We all are, as far as our country and trying to rescue it, so to speak. That kind of thing. You're keeping on the right track, we'll say.
We can come back from this. We can come back from where we are.
Yeah, you bet. It's exactly what you said yesterday. I just wish folks could have heard you, and I hope somebody recorded your heartfelt talk. It was, as they say, impassioned and had just a lot of reverence to it, and yet a lot of enthusiasm and passion. I was really impressed. I'm an old guy, so I'm not too impressed easily, you know. And it was one of the better experiences that my wife and I have enjoyed. And we've been out to the Northern California Veterans Cemetery for their event in the past, and all the events are wonderful around here, and the folks need to know what the North State offers. And we loved what you said about Southern California yesterday, because we're from there, and we left for the reason you talked about yesterday. It was funny.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank you so much for the kind words.
Well, you know, you're right. This is an area about community. And down there, if we ever had it, and I think we did at one point, we lost it somewhere along the way, you know.
A sense of belonging. Yeah. That's what we're talking to Supervisor Modi today about, is belonging and what our politicians can do for us here. And we appreciate so much the phone call, Don. Thank you
so
much.
Carl, and again, thanks to you and Linda both for a great job yesterday.
You bet.
Outstanding.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon. Right?
You bet,
sir.
Bye-bye.
It was...
Well, that's great. I mean, it's good that someone was so moved by what was done down there. And I'm sure, it's, you know, like you said, you would say it's not just you. It's everybody participated. But, you know, that's what the day is about. It's about honoring people who've given everything for us to be able to sit here on the radio and talk today freely.
Absolutely. Okay. Leonard, before we got just a couple minutes, you know, one of the questions that comes rolling through here is, tell us about the video of the parking spaces for the supervisors.
Yeah, you know, I think it just demonstrates what some people unfortunately just don't understand what the job is about. You know, it's not about sitting in your office and waiting for someone to call you and do something. It's going out and taking care of business and talking to people. First of all of us serve on a number of different assignments. We don't just go to the Tuesday board meeting. I'll just give you an example. I also serve on the Northern California Water Association board, which meets all over the place in Northern California. They move it around every month. I'm also on the Northern Sacramento Valley Integrated Regional Water Management Board, which meets in Willows. I'm on the Sierra Sac Valley EMS board, which meets in Rockland. So there's a number of different assignments that we have. I know we're going to run out of time here, so maybe...
Well, we'll have time to come back on the other side of it,
but
too.
But I just need to let people know that it's not about me just waiting for you to call me. I have meetings with people in Happy Valley, French Gulch, Platina. You go out there, you meet with them on community forum issues. You try to solve their problems. So.
Okay, when we come back, I think one of the ways of answering this is about how much time you spend in your office, but you may not be on the job. I mean,
from the Fox Business Network, Wall Street's kicking off the day in a sea of green as hopes that China will take steps to boost its economy are overshadowing some disappointing news on the U.S. housing market. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up almost triple digits. Millions of travelers are hitting the roads over the holiday weekend and are breathing a sigh of relief thanks to gas prices dropping in recent weeks. Experts say prices should continue to fall in June by as much as 10 cents a gallon before rising again later in the summer. According to AAA's Daily Fuel Gauge, the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline is now $3.63. And just 1 week after Facebook's IPO debacle, the social networking site is on to its next project. The New York Times is reporting that Facebook is boosting its engineering staff in hopes of releasing a Facebook smartphone by 2013. An anonymous source told the New York Times that Facebook has hired more than half a dozen former Apple software and hardware engineers who worked on the iPhone. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Hi. I'm a home. The one with a roof, walls, and all the things that make me yours. Things like your comfy couch, entertainment center, and that lamp you just couldn't live without. These are the things that you could lose in a flood. And homeowners insurance doesn't cover floods. Even just a few inches of water in your home can cost you tens of thousands of dollars. But in moderate to low-risk areas, flood insurance starts as low as $129 a year. Visit floodsmart.gov to learn what a flood could cost you.
With the challenges we face today, Shasta County needs a true leader in District 3. Pam's deep involvement in the community and experience in positions requiring teamwork and problem solving gives her an outstanding capacity to serve as your supervisor.
My experience, integrity, ability to listen, and find beneficial solutions are the qualities you want in a supervisor. I will bring those qualities to serve you. District 3 is my home. I run three businesses here. The people of District 3 are my friends, neighbors, customers, and family. In fact, my family has been living in District 3 for four generations. I believe our county government should be helpful, streamlined, and efficient in order to serve your needs. I'm Pam Giacomini, and I'd be honored to serve as your supervisor.
Vote Pam Giacomini, Supervisor District 3.
Paid for by the committee to elect Pam Giacomini.
Slot tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every third Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. Every third Friday, $500 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus, $5 free slot play for all and prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Make every fourth Friday of the month a fantastic Friday at Wind River Casino and play in our $10,000 guaranteed cash slot tournament at 6 p.m. Entry fee is only $50, plus $5 free slot play for all. First through 10th win cash. First place guarantees $5,000 cash. 11th through 20th win $100 free slot play. Mark your calendar for the $10,000 fantastic Friday slot tournament every fourth Friday. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
In this election, we can vote for more jobs, better public safety, and planning the right way. We can do this by voting yes on Measure A. Measure A will allow a new retail center at Knighton Road and I-5 to go forward. This project has been publicly and thoughtfully planned for years and will bring dramatic safety and traffic improvements to the area. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce supports Measure A because the retail business is still strong in Shasta County, and the project will create 1,600 jobs from managerial to entry level. Let's remember, with unemployment still over 14% in Shasta County, there are thousands of local residents who just want to get back to work. Measure A will also generate new revenue for our sheriff's deputies and local schools. Join the Shasta Deputy Sheriff's Association and the Reading Record Searchlight. Vote yes on Measure A. It's about doing things the right way. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Jobs. Yes on Measure A. Build Knighton Retail Center. Sponsored and major funding by Hawkins Companies.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm with Free Fire Radio. I'm Carl on the bottom. 7:35 in the morning. Bad Bob, what's the weather here?
Carl, we're looking at, for today, a high near 86. Calm winds out of the southwest. Mostly clear tonight, low around 58. Tomorrow, though, the heat is on a high in the mid-90s. Right now in Reading, 56 degrees. The report is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
It's Anselmo Vineyards going up this weekend. They've got music on Friday and Saturday night. Also, great food, great ambiance. 474-5546. Linda and I are going up there Friday. So come on up and say hello to us. Come on over to the table and buy me a glass of wine. So, and then have somebody drive me home later on. I'm just kidding. Okay, Supervisor Leonard Modi, District 2, is running for re-election. And we talked about the videos. They showed that none of the cars were there except David Kehoe, and then somebody said that, no, Kehoe sleeps in that car, so it's not. I'm just kidding, Dave. Okay.
Well, I think,
and you spend a lot of time away from the office doesn't mean you're not working, though. That's what I was trying to say at the end.
And it's really true. I mean, I go out and meet with people that maybe have a land use problem. They want you to come out and show you the property, or maybe they want to show you the neighbors piling up all the trash and debris on their property. You drive out to Platina. It takes you an hour just to get out there and stuff. I've been out there several times in the last couple of months talking to them about issues with the Begum Forest Service lands out there. So it's not a case of sitting there and waiting for someone just to come to you and say, oh, I have a problem. It's a case of being out with your constituents as you should be. I think what's telling about the video is they show the supervisors there and how often they are or are not there. And I think actually I'm there the second amount as far as cars being in the parking lot. Yet they chose to focus on me versus the people who are, apparently, if you believe the video, are there less. It just tells me it's a personal attack, and I actually have a pretty good idea where it's coming from. And it's part of the politics, and I just choose to ignore it because my job is to be out there and help people. And to do that every day. And I, as I mentioned, I serve on a lot of different committees that, as my job. I'll give you another example. The other day, Happy Valley had their strawberry festival. I didn't go, I mean, I went down to the festival itself on Saturday, but I actually went down on Friday, as I do every year, to help them set up, to do the grunt work. And that's part of what I think as being a part of the representative and knowing your people, you go out and you help them do projects that are good, you know, for fundraising.
Is supervisor a full-time job?
It is. It takes a lot of time. People don't realize that for each one of those boards that I sit on, and it's like seven of them, you get material each time to read for the board meetings. Those things can be, you know, 2, 3, 4 inches thick. You have to read that material. You have to prepare for those meetings. You have the different services you provide for the public. Like yesterday, you know, it's my responsibility, I believe, as a supervisor, to go out there and be at the veterans ceremony, as I will be tomorrow. There's things like that throughout the year that, you know, you should step up and be part of. And so there's weekend stuff you go to. There's evening stuff you go to. French Gulch has a community meeting in the evening that I go to all the time. So it's a case of making time whenever you need to. It's kind of like your job. It's not just 7 to 9 in the morning.
No.
That's just what people hear. You're prepping up, I'm sure, all day long, and you're doing every day of the week. And then you're going to other events as well. So,
we pretty much see the supervisors, the city council, and a whole bunch of different people where we're at.
It is absolutely more than the Tuesday morning board meeting.
Okay. Do you think all the supervisors believe this is a full-time job?
Well, I think they do. You'd have to ask each of them, but I think they take it seriously.
Okay. Measures A and B.
Yes.
You were you voted for the shopping center at Knighton Road.
I did.
You changed your mind?
No, I have not. I still think it's a good project. I think it's important that it's recognized as being a privately funded dollars that are going towards this. I think it will create jobs. Will it be the panacea for our area? No, but it will be something that will help us start something to get, you know, make things better around here. I think it's important to recognize that it doesn't take away the rights of anybody who already lives down there. I found it very interesting when one of the articles that actually a letter to the editor here about 3 weeks ago, when they talked about the farming down there, and I know those are people who enjoy that lifestyle, and I appreciate that they do that. But the letter to the editor indicated that when they turned it into 5-acre ranchettes is when the farming went away, and I think there's some truth to that.
The Measure B.
Yes.
When they added the Measure B on, Measure A, of course, is to oppose the Board of Supervisors' decision.
Measure A.
Measure A is.
Yes.
Right. And Measure B is to stop any type of development down there for 23 or 24 years.
Yes.
Now, this is where Bob Moore, Moore's flour mill, who was a, kind of a quiet guy, very, you know, he's a quiet guy and just all of a sudden stood up and, let, you know, has put his, literally put his shield up and drew his sword and entered the fight. The people that, that are the Turn Creek Bottom Homeowners Association say, no, the, you can still build down there. You just have to have the permits. And yet Russ Maul, the head of the development agency here, says no. You can't. What's your take on this?
Yeah, my what our attorneys have told us is that basically it will stop anything from changing except from some very minor or narrow cases, like something to do with schools and things like that may still be done. But I think if someone wants to change their land use, they're going to have a hard time. They're going to have a vote of the people of the county of Shasta, and that means going to an election. So I think that's a very onerous process. I think it skates around what the purpose of having a development director and also the board, and that's to hear the issues. You go before the planning commission, and if you don't like that, or if you do, you come to the supervisors. We're your elected officials, and you know we're supposed to make those decisions. I think it sort of short circuits that process, and particularly for 24 years. And a lot of people down there have other uses. They have planned for their property, and not necessarily just be development. It might be, you know, other kinds of uses that they won't be able to do until 24 years goes by.
Okay, we've got to take a break. Our guest, Supervisor Leonard Modi, District 2, ran for re-election. We're going to take a quick break and come back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. And as Don said today, miss a bot, miss a lot.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I am committed to actively protecting our renewable resources, mining, agriculture, logging, and ranching. It's time the county starts working for the people, not against. It's time for a change. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, 2012.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway. Away.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Are you fed up, like I am, with a government that keeps spending and spending with no end in sight? I am fighting to stop the high-speed rail boondoggle that will cost taxpayers $100 billion or more. We can't afford a train to nowhere at a time when rural fire protection is being cut and prison inmates are being released early because the state is out of money. That's just common sense. Something is really lacking, especially in Washington. One of the reasons I decided to run for office is because the government has its priorities all wrong. Instead of saddling future generations with trillions in debt to take over our choices with things like Obamacare, they should be cutting waste and installing our priorities for jobs and our families. With your support, I will go to Washington and bring with me a big dose of North State common sense. This is Doug LaMalfa. Thanks for listening.
Join the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the National Tax Limitation Committee in electing Doug LaMalfa on June 5th. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the bottom. Linda's on assignment. Free Fire Radio today. It is 7:45 in the morning. It's 58 degrees going up in the high 80s. Our guest supervisor, Leonard Modi, District 2, running for re-election. We were talking about
Turn Creek Bottom. And I just wanted to finish up one thought. I know the people in Turn Creek Bottom, a lot of them are going to be unhappy about what I say and stuff. But, I've lived here all my life, and I recognize the importance of the Turn Creek Bottom area. And I'm not saying that the area should be, totally developed. I would like to see us, not do much more than what we're suggesting at this point. I think the rest of the bottom needs to be protected. I think it does need to have that open space, particularly the division between Redding and Anderson. I think that area, sort of south of Knighton Road all the way to the river, should be looked at as trying to be an open area. But that's going to have to come down the road when we start doing some better planning, I think, between the cities and the county.
Tax sharing.
That's an issue that as time has come, I think, because you were talking earlier about the growth or no growth or limited growth.
Yeah, but my question is this is, okay, here's the growth here of this shopping center here, 79 acres or 69, 59, 90, depending on who you're talking to here. When is it enough growth? When is it too much? I mean, there is a planning document out there that was looked at and it was changed in essence for this.
Well, I think that people have to recognize, I'm not sure you can ever be no growth. I don't think anybody wants to have no growth. There probably might be some, I guess. But I think, you can't just put up the fence and say, you can't come in, because quite frankly, I could have done that 30 years ago and a lot of you people here today, wouldn't be here. But that's not what we're about. We're about an area that is developing and growing. I think the trick here is to make sure that we manage our growth, not just try to, shut it out or let it go wild. And to manage our growth, we're going to need to have the cooperation of the county and the three cities on what we'd like to see, where we want to see it, and how we're going to share the monies that come to us to provide the services for all those areas. And once we agree upon that, then we have the ability, I think, to step back and say, okay, regionally, what's good for Shasta County, including the cities?
Okay, I want to talk about money and taxes right now and what's going on. This realignment, it's getting everything we're reading. It's getting worse and worse. More criminals coming in. We're getting, the break-in rates on property has gone up like 68% in the last 3 or 4 months. We're getting people armed robberies now are starting to happen. What's your take on this, and what can we do?
Well,
would you do, if you get reelected?
Yeah, well, at the board level, we had reports on this thing once a month. If people were at the meeting here last week, both Supervisor Kehoe and myself were very frustrated, I think, and expressed our concerns about what we think is the lack of the reporting center and stuff not coming fast enough. People are not doing enough on our side to make these things, get them into place and start taking more action. We think they're sort of dragging their feet, not purposely, but just not getting after it.
And who's that?
That's our
organizations within the county.
That's our coordinating council for the realignment thing, which is led by the chief probation officer. I had a chance after that to call Chief Paletti, because I wanted to ask him to see if the numbers I was getting at my report were the same as what he was seeing, and he pretty much disagrees with that. He says, "Yeah, it is what you're saying." He thinks it's much worse than is being led on, that it's...
He was on the show, and told us, he gave us numbers that are just frightening out there.
And Sheriff Pasenko, I think, would agree with them and stuff. So I think that it is a huge problem. It's, it's lingering out there. It hasn't blown up yet, but it's starting to fester where we could have some serious problems here. I mean, it's getting bad now, but it could get really bad. We need to get on top of it really quick.
What are you going to do?
Well, we're pushing the sheriff a lot harder to try to get the third floor open. So, that will help a little bit to relieve some of the pressure for the time being. They need to get that day reporting center again, but they need to start holding people accountable. I've already talked to a number of private business owners who are exploring the option with them, along with the sheriff, is can we raise money through them to develop maybe some kind of private detention facility that actually is paid for.
I know Hilltop Drive is under siege down there. I mean, People need to say that. Well, people need to see what's going on down there.
And we need to find a way to hold people accountable. And you can't just let them go through the revolving door at the jail. That's the problem we have. So we have to look for other means. One of the things, obviously, is getting a jail that can hold some more people than versus just what we have now. But there's no way we're going to run a new jail. We can build it, but there's no way we can run it without some additional revenues. And that's another reason why the Hawkins development is an important part of the piece for Shasta County.
Well, that needs to. Well, we do need further funding. That's
yeah.
for sure. But the and I think Sheriff Pashenko said 6 months. It was going to take him 6 months, and that was last November. So we must be getting close to that.
Well, yeah, he's been hedging his bet a little bit for sometime in the summer. But he I think he's been having a little bit of problems trying to find.
It's hard finding the good people for the amount of money they're paying them.
Well,
that's the way I understand.
I think it's even more than that. I think it's hard finding just the people who don't have records. You got to have some pretty clean backgrounds to be in the jail, and we're having too many people who either have records and or have too much drug use.
Well, I guess then all the people I have working for me as engineers and producers are safe. I get to keep them then. We got to take a break.
You're getting the evil eye now.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll ever come back on the air. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio.
Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, urging you to vote for Sherry Beck for your county supervisor. Sherry's the only candidate with the experience in government and dedicated years of community service to effectively serve Shasta County at this very difficult time, the most challenging time for any supervisor. Sherry Beck is the one for the job. I urge you to vote for Sherry Beck for your supervisor.
I'm Jim Pope, retired Shasta County Sheriff. With over 40 years in law enforcement, I believe Sherry Beck is qualified and experienced to be our next supervisor in District 4. She is committed to building a new jail to make criminals accountable and keep them off the streets. She is focused on the safety of all Shasta County citizens, and I urge you to vote for Sherry Beck, Supervisor, District 4.
I'm Sherry Beck. I have the experience, management skills, and qualifications necessary to be your supervisor. When elected, I will work tirelessly to justify your confidence and support.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sherry Beck, District 4 Supervisor.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Reading. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at CrownMotorsReading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian roast. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookies and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
Hi, I'm Bob Moore from Moore's Flour Mill, and I'd like to clear up some confusion. Measure B has nothing to do with the proposed shopping mall on Knighton Road. Measure B is an extreme measure that would dictate what hundreds of private property owners can or cannot do with their land. Measure B is supposed to protect farming, but if it passes, I won't be able to expand my organic farm in Cherry Creek Bottom or allow the public to buy fresh milled grain products at the farm. So please, vote no on Measure B. It's got absolutely nothing to do with the shopping mall.
Paid for by Moore's Flour Mill.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. 7:55 in the morning. Our guest is Supervisor Leonard Modi, District 2, running for re-election. Okay, we've talked about Churn Creek Bottom. We've talked about realignment, which is still a mess. Frankly, I'm getting just a, and I think I hear a lot of people is that people are concerned about this realignment. We think that something should be done. I mean, there's no program set up to take care of them. There's no places to put them. We got a revolving door, which is not the. We also understand it's not the fault of Basenko and that. But it's still, I mean, there's a program out there. We started one program to re-educate these people to train them into anything besides being a criminal.
I don't know that we have yet. And again, that's why I said if you'd been at the meeting last week, you would have seen both Supervisor Kehoe and myself very upset that they're not moving fast enough. This needs to get going. I think, and actually we have asked Larry Lees to put together an oversight committee to push this thing to make it happen because we're getting tired of it as well. And it does need to move forward and needs to happen now, not at the end of the summer.
Well, we're putting together a show concerning this with people that this all this affects and to come on out and talk about this, bail bonds people, people that are on the street and things like this. Anyway, let's go to...
Let me just add one little piece, too. I mean, as the former police chief, I understand exactly what you're saying. I see it myself. I drive around every day and I'm going, like, what is going on here?
So what happened to our town here? Yeah. I mean, take a look at Shasta mugshots. Where did these people, where do they come from? You don't see them. It's because they come out at midnight. From someplace. Anyway, let's go to water.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'll be talking about this forever. Let's talk about water and the county or the sharing of water rights or not water rights, but
well, a couple of things. First of all, people need to understand that water is a huge issue that's looming on the horizon for Shasta County and for all of the North State. In the past, we've always worried about the budget and those kind of things, but the water will be an overwhelming, controlling issue for us in the next couple of years, mostly because we have the water and the rest of the state wants it. And we have, 500,000-600,000 people that live above Sacramento and out of 38 million. So where do you think all the votes are going to be and where is the water going to go? My major concern is a couple of things. One, they're proposing to deal with some of the water for the south and for the Bay Delta stuff, pumping or letting more water out of Shasta Lake and actually turning it down into sort of a dry lake, a dead lake, 60% of the time, which means the water would be so low that you would hardly be able to, you wouldn't be able to use the lake, let alone have any water left for during the when you really need it in the off season. So that's a huge issue for us. The other thing that I think they're going to want to do is ask us to pump our groundwater and let the river water go down, which means more water, that the cheaper water. When you take it out of the river, it's much cheaper to get out of the river.
Now, who's doing this? Is that you're seeing?
This is the state that's going to be looking at this.
The idea of us pumping water from our wells or from our underground sources instead of using river water, which we have the rights to use.
It's expensive. I mean, it's five times as expensive to pump that water. So, I mean, who's going to bear those kind of costs? And then what do you do when you pump your groundwater basin?
Not only that, but then they're going to put a surtax on using that groundwater. What they're doing is they're trying to put the North State out of business totally.
Well, they're just trying to make sure they're trying to take our water, I think. And so to get back to your original question, I do serve on the Northern Sac Valley Integrated Regional Water Management Board, and it is a mouthful. But everybody talk about this being regional government. It is not regional government. This board has no regulatory authority whatsoever. They cannot make laws. They cannot pass ordinances. They cannot use eminent domain. They can't make you do anything. It's nothing more than an advisory board to help people get grants. And you have to understand the people on this board are from the six counties that are rural counties. And also on the board are land users, ranchers, and farmers who use that water. No one wants to protect the water more than us. I mean, we understand that we have to stand up for our water. And the difference here, I think, if people understand, rather than one county standing up there and talking about protecting our water rights, you have six counties. You have a stronger voice to the state. You have the ability to step up there and say, you know what? We want to protect our waters. We're a strong, unified area. It's not just one place, and so it's really, it's.
But if they have no choice, does it have any power at all?
It really doesn't.
Well, if it doesn't have any power, is this just to say it's kind of like, okay, we're going to take 100 people down there and stand in front of the assembly and say, give us money for the veterans' home. It has no power.
It has power in the sense that you've got members from each of the board of supervisors on that board and kind of that stuff. So, and what has really happened here is the Department of Water Resources has asked these to be formed throughout the state so that they can better analyze, I think, the needs of the watershed. They're formed by watersheds, not by counties, but by watersheds to, for the, you know, the better use of the water overall. Mm-hmm. And that's the purpose of it. It specifically, as the law says, we have no authority whatsoever to affect anybody's water rights, period.
Okay. I think that's important to get out here right at the end. In our next hour, Brian Daly is here. But, Leonard, how do they get a hold of you? How do they do?
You can get a hold of me on my website is www.modiforsupervisor.com, and they can call me on 524-4719.
All right. Thank you, Supervisor Leonard Modi, running for a re-election in District 2.
Thank you, Carl.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Get out! The U.S. joining countries around the world removing Syrian diplomats. After last week's massacre, the U.N. is further detailing, saying that pro-regime forces went house to house in Houla, killing 108 people and most...
And you're listening to KCNR 1460, and we have lost our temporary feed from, we have temporarily lost our feed from Fox News, so we will get Carl back in here while we attempt to reestablish contact with our satellite system. Typical computer thing, and these things happen, Carl.
This was not our fault.
This was not our fault.
It's gone out of the other people on the satellite dish also went out, too. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Bob. Linda's on assignment. It is 8:01. I tell you what, Bad Bob, call Wells Fargo because they've got to be, we have them on also in the first 5 minutes of the show. It's May 29th, day after Memorial Day. I hope everybody had a really nice Memorial Day. I hope they hope that you took time at 3 p.m. for that minute, and gave a minute, had a moment of silence for our fallen heroes. And no, there is no truth to the rumor because Supervisor Leonard Modi was on our show that the satellite dish dropped right then. So they're in the other room, feverishly working to try and get the satellite started. It has nothing to do with the fact that we're still going out over the internet and that we're still broadcasting. It just means that Fox News just went off the air. So we get an extra 5 minutes with what we're doing now. So let's go to the Wells Fargo advisors for our Market Minute with Josh Wiley. Josh, good morning.
Hey, well, good morning to you. Stocks are higher this morning as Wall Street returns from the Memorial Day weekend. Currently, the Dow is up 146 points at 12,600, while the NASDAQ's up 37 at 2,875.
Big and Shirley Manson.
The S&P 500's up 15 at 1,333. Oil's up 84 cents at $91.70 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.84%. Gold's up $12 this morning at $1,583, while silver's up 23 cents at $28.62 an ounce. Some of the most actively traded stocks this morning, Home Depot's up 61 cents at $49.76. Coca-Cola's up 2 dimes at $75.44, while Apple is up $9.97 at $572.29. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And KCNR time is 8:03, and Fox News is back online, but we're going to go ahead and roll with the show, right, Carl?
That's right. They had their chance. They could have been here when we were. So, yeah. This week we're having a candidate week. You know, yesterday we had Mike DeQuisto on. Today we've had Supervisor Leonard Modi on running for re-election. We've offered up time during this week, and the rest of the week is pretty filled up. And, besides Supervisor Modi today, we also have a gentleman that's running for office by the name of Brian Daly.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
And I'm still pronouncing your name right.
That's right, Daly.
running for Assembly District. So, are we on?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're on.
Okay. So, Brian, let's start out. So, we have to get rolling back here again. You know, once we get out of sync here, it takes us a little bit to get going back. But tell us a little bit about Brian Daly.
I'm a third-generation farmer out of Lassen County. My grandfather homesteaded in Siskiyou County, actually, in the 30s in Tule Lake. And I've had the opportunity to serve on the Lassen County Board of Supervisors for the last 16 years. I own and operate a seed business. We produce seed and sell it to farmers and farm supplies. My wife, Megan, owns and operates a Big Valley nursery where she produces flowers, vegetables, plants, and landscaping and that type of product. And we have three children, two sons and a daughter. And I'm running for the State Assembly, District 1, hoping to make a difference in California. We're being overregulated in our businesses and likewise everybody else in business. And I'd like to see a better future for my children and the children of the state and for our businesses.
You know, Linda and I were just down south in Southern California, and I don't know if you heard the show earlier today. I'm sure you did, maybe on your way in. And we talked about the lack of communities, identification with your community, how it is in Southern California, and how different it is up here in the North State with Redding, Anderson, Cottonwood, City of Shasta, Lake Lassen out there, and that makes a big difference. Where you start, you take things a lot more personally when you look at people that are running.
Well, I think that the Assembly District 1 is 9 counties that are very rural in nature, and those of us who live in these rural areas, I think, are more connected to the resources, and I mean that by our ability to recreate outdoors, and to be tied to resource type of businesses. Those of us who live in very small communities, such as myself, my wife sits on the board of on the school board, and we serve on all kinds of different community type organizations. And I think that's what makes our rural nature kind of more tied together, more family orientated. And I think that's the beauty of Northern California. It's one of the beautiful places in the world. I've traveled to a lot of other countries, and I can't wait to get home to this area. It's a great place to live. Obviously, things are changing. We're losing a lot of our jobs in the area, our resource jobs, and that needs to change, and that's impacted our communities greatly.
The Record Searchlight endorsed you.
They did.
Surprise.
Well, I think that, after getting to know those folks there for the interview and letting them know about what I've been able to achieve, and I let them know about my vision for what we need to do in California, I think they agree with a lot of things that I agree with, and I think that's how they came to their determination that I would be a great candidate for this assembly district.
Surprised?
Yeah, I am somewhat surprised. My opponent is from, one of my opponents is from here locally, and to edge out the local guy, it was a great honor.
And some people will tell you that'll work for you or against you.
Yeah,
by the
I
way,
know.
The Record Searchlight.
Well,
we have Silas on it. Silas and I tried to get on, or Bruce. Bruce will be on next week. We're going to talk about the elections.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, after this Friday, we're just going to kind of like take a big step back, and then maybe on Monday talk about the elections on for that's happening on Tuesday. Different events and people and things. You know, just from a different viewpoint. With three of us in here sitting down talking. I want to take a quick break. We come back. Let's talk about water, because we just drove back up from Southern California. And I'm still not too sure. It's just Southern California. It's just like, you cross into Southern California. I think it starts really in San Francisco, but then you go into Southern California. But we went through the Stockton area and down there in that area, and it is just like a wasteland out there where it used to be farmland. Mm-hmm. And just thousands of acres of trees have been cut down, of like avocado trees. And they keep saying the same thing, is that our water is being stolen from us, and that they had paid for the water, and yet they didn't get it. Maybe you can address this when we get back.
I can talk about it, you bet.
All right, this is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. 8:08 in the morning, May the 29th, the day after Memorial Day. I hope you're having a great day today.
Been away, haven't seen you in a while. How've you been? Have you changed your style and do you think?
This is Supervisor Leonard Modi. These are challenging times for all of us, especially county government. As your supervisor, I have taken a very conservative approach with your money. We cut operating expenses and reduced employee costs, while still delivering the services you needed. In other words, we didn't spend money we didn't have, just like you.
Proven leadership. integrity, and a balanced approach. Re-elect Leonard Modi, Supervisor, District 2.
Paid for by the committee to elect Leonard Modi.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Michelle Martin Strebe, marketing manager with the Record Searchlight. Didn't I see you recently, Michelle?
You've seen me quite a few times. I bought the car last year. It's a used car, but it definitely had some front end problems. I took it into CARS. The mechanic went through every problem. They kept me safe, and the car is fixed. You guys were a dream to work with.
How did you happen to come into CARS in the first place?
Well, I had met the owner, Barb White, years ago when I first moved to Redding. The shop is real close to the Record Searchlight. The concierge service, I have to say, is one reason I use CARS so much. It's very handy, and I don't have to inconvenience everybody else in my family to run me around town.
Have you referred any of your friends or your coworkers there at the Record Searchlight or any of your family into CARS?
I'm bragging about the last thing I had done, which was the detailing. You guys are just like a one-stop shop for me. It's wonderful.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Under Measure B, property owners in a small part of Shasta County could be shut down until 2036. 2036. That seems like a long time, doesn't it? But that's just what it says right here in the official Shasta County ballot book. If Measure B passes, farmers, businesses, and other landowners can't make property changes until the year 2036. Sure, Measure B has exceptions, and you can always just call for a countywide election. But why should property owners here in Shasta County have to hire lawyers at their own expense just to tell them what they can and can't do with their own land? And Measure B is so confusing. It's just going to wind up in court, with Shasta County taxpayers paying the bills. Look, we all want to protect ag land, but Measure B goes too far. But don't just take my word for it. The Shasta County Farm Bureau says Measure B is poor planning and unnecessary. That's why the Farm Bureau urges you to vote no on Measure B. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Property Rights. No on Measure B.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Home of Free Fire Media and Carl Lindabad, 8:12 in the morning. It's May the 29th, and we're going to go to the weather here. Since Linda is on assignment, getting all the paint so we can start painting this place and doing a few other things, get us ready for painting here starting this week. Bad Bob's got the weather.
It's that time of the year, warm and toasty, a high near 86 today, and then tomorrow we are heading right up to 90, to the mid-90s, possibly pushing the century mark. Overnight, though, not so bad, around 58 degrees. Currently 60 degrees in Redding, and as always, the weather report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, just short ride out of Palisadro, heading up towards Shingletown, 474-5546. Make reservations. They have dinners. They have Thursday night, of course, is pizza, handmade pizza in a wood-fired oven, and then Friday and Saturday night, music. Linda and I are heading up there Friday night. Want to catch up on what's going on up there at Anselmo's? Our guest is Brian Adali, who is running for the 1st Assembly District, and it's a fast race, I guess you could say.
Absolutely it is.
One of the big questions we have here is water. And coming back in, I don't know if I said this off the air or on the air, we came back from Southern California, we just saw acres and acres that used to be, I mean, I'm talking about hundreds of acres, if not more, that used to be farmland as we drove through there. I mean, there were avocado trees or some kind of fruit trees. There were hay growing, everything. It's all gone. It all looks like a dust bowl down there. And there's these signs that say that the government has taken the water away from the people. They've already paid for their allotments, but they only got like 30% of it, and then the next year 40% of it, next year 50% of it, and that's why they've had to make all this land go fallow. Do you know anything about that?
I do know quite a bit about it. Actually, let me just start from where my stand is on water. The very first thing which I have been working on for the last 16 years is county origin water rights. That means keeping the water rights that we have in our counties, and not letting those water rights be eroded away to third-party interest. That's number one. Number two is that we need to strike a balance between the environment, because a lot of that water that you that has been taken away from those farms is going to the environment, which is fish, and you know, we need to be part of that equation. People are part of the environment, and there's some
we're,
out there.
We're at the top of that food chain.
Right. Well, there's some that don't believe that, and they believe that we should, you know, use the water for other things than farms, and mainly that is habitat. So we need to strike a balance there. We need to make sure that we have plenty of food and a cheap, a reliable source of food. And we need to keep our water local and make sure that's priority number one. If you look at the State Water Resource Control Board's maps, the origin of their water starts at the dams. And I've always contended that the source of the water is above the dams in the watershed. And that's where we need to be focused on doing some good environmental work. Our forest is overgrown. We have approximately 2,000 trees per acre in some areas where we used to have 200, and those are all taking water. And then we have fires, and that the lightning strikes and the fires burn, and that allows water quality to go in the wrong direction. We have too much silt, and then we also pollute the air. So we need to be thinning our forest, which would yield more water, and we need to look above the dams.
Well, we start trying to thin our forest. Doesn't it have to be something? Well, you know, let's look at Sierra Pacific. They own a lot of timberland.
Yes, they do.
And yet every time they try to cut a tree down, they seem like they get into a fistfight with an environmental group. Is there a way to, at the state level, to back these people off?
We have, 15 years ago, I worked on what they call the Quincy Library Group Bill, which was a federal legislation that it was a Herger-Feinstein legislation. We lobbied it. We got 430 votes in the House of Representatives. We got knocked out in the Senate. We ended up finally getting it passed on a rider. Bill Clinton signed it into law on an omnibus bill. And that was to do 50,000 acres of thinning to help help our watersheds and to help stop fire. And since then, we have it was supposed to be a 5-year project, and it ended up being 15 years, and it's taken a lot more resources to get the job done. But we need to aggressively thin our forest and reduce the fire danger. And that would put local people in this district to work.
And what also has, we have in the biomass, the way of producing energy through biomass. I see that as a very viable option since we've got so much of it up here, yet we seem to not be able to build these, to build a biomass converter.
We have, actually in Lassen County, we have two plants that are not operating right now, and that's due to the fact that it's the cost to get the product, the chips, to the cogeneration plant is too expensive, and the amount of money that is paid for the electricity, there isn't enough. It's cost too much. At $4.50 a gallon for diesel fuel, you can't afford to get the product to the cogeneration plant. But I want to mention that the environment is greatly helped by doing mechanically thinning out there, because it puts people to work, it helps the watershed, it keeps the air quality better. When we do have a fire, the fire is low burning and doesn't emit as much smoke.
Yeah, I remember a few years ago when we had, 1,000 fires going at one time in Shasta and Lassen County. That sucked. Yeah, it was 08. That's right. Coming back, we left you guys for 4 days. When we come back, there's 800 fires.
There were 10,000 lightning strikes in the space of 48 hours, and they had like a 70% ignition rate. It was a worst case scenario for fire.
Well, but we're getting ready to get another big fire season people are talking about right now, and that's a big reason. If you got 2,000 trees instead of 200 trees.
Well, and it takes hundreds of millions of dollars to fight these fires. If we would direct some of that funds into thinning the forest and allowing promoting jobs, that money would then trickle down in a different way. Yeah, we wouldn't be wasting that money on fires. We need to
talk about global warming with a huge fire and your air quality index.
Right,
and just goes straight down.
And it would promote jobs. That's the main thing. It would promote rural jobs.
Well, okay. Now that's one way of promoting rural jobs. Is, of course, going back into the lumber business if you can do that. But what are some other ideas you have, Ryan?
You know, I'm in business. I have a full time and part time employees. And the things that we do in California that other states don't do are some of the things we need to look at. are just to hire an employee, you have workers' comp, which is high. You have to deal with EDD, the labor board. All those type of things make it the risk very high to put somebody to work. And in my business, we need employees. We need good people to work for us. But we go as long as we can before we try to put somebody on, because the risk of putting somebody on, it makes it hard in our business keep those folks working. So we need to get less regulation. And that is for every business, whether you have two employees or 500. And that's what California needs to be competitive.
Well, that's it, and to be competitive. And we'll talk about that when we get back. We're going to take a quick break. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our guest, Brian Daly, who's running for the 1st Assembly District.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I grew up here in Shasta County. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 30 years. I've been the lone conservative voice on Redding City Council, and I've served as Redding's mayor in 2010. One of the most important issues facing eastern Shasta County is the protection of our water rights. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Redding. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at crownmotorsredding.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with free pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Jeff Hess with Hawkins Companies, a family-owned business for over 35 years. Part of our goal when coming into a community is to add economic development. In addition, we try to identify community problems and provide solutions. For instance, Sheriff Pasinko and a number of Redding police officers have indicated the need for additional jail space. Our retail developments, such as Sportsman's Warehouse, will earmark thousands of dollars for public safety. We appreciate all of your support.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott, Linda's on assignment, 8:23 in the morning, May the 29th. This portion of the show brought to you by Crown Motors of Redding. Come on, stop on by. They had this huge sale. I don't know if they have any cars left. Bad Bob, do you think they have any cars left after this huge sale over the weekend, Memorial Day weekend sale?
I would expect that you would possibly be able to find some transportation.
Well, you know why? There. It's because they took in trade-ins, because they took in a lot of trade-ins, because all these cars they sold down at Crown Motors, their local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, Ram dealership. They've got everything you can imagine to fit your need. Cars, trucks, SUVs. And you know what? They're our neighbors. They take great pride in what they do. They're a large organization, so they can get you great, great prices. And they guarantee great customer experience. They'll take care of your car. They'll sell you a car. They'll maintain your car. I think it's a great deal. And it's Redding right here at 555 Cypress Avenue. Give them a call at 223-2177. That's Crown Motors of Redding. Our guest, Brian Daly, who's running for the 1st Assembly District. That's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 46.
46.
Yep.
You know what? You look like, you know, Bad Bob looks like he could be your great-grandfather.
Well,
I mean, it's because he works with me.
I've added a few gray hairs in the last 5 months.
Okay, let's talk about, we just talked to Leonard Modi, and, you know, frankly, I am appalled at what our elected Democrats have done, our elected assembly and Senate has done as far as public safety. This realignment question, when I talk to people from Southern California, I said, you seen this problem? And they go, no. It's because they live in these areas where they're kind of large areas, and they don't see the concentrations of these criminals that are being released every day on the streets. But when you tell them about realignment, they're appalled at it. I mean, they're like, oh, my God, that's going on? They don't know. They don't know that they've got a revolving door. They don't know that their jails in L.A. are filled up. They don't know what they've done. I mean, what's your plan to try and save?
Well, first of all, let me just state the facts. The facts are that anybody that's elected should know that public safety is number one. And when I say that, that's part of your economic development for your community. If you don't have a place that is safe, businesses won't locate there. So public safety is number one. And I've always said you can dodge a pothole, but when you dial 911, you want somebody to respond. That's number one. Now, what's happened with AB 109, which is the state hasn't been able to balance their budget, and they're doing it on the backs of the counties. And what I mean by that is they're transferring their felons, and they're putting those people who used to spend more than a year, if you were sentenced to more than a year, you served it in state prison. And now they're shifting those inmates to counties with sentences up to 4 years, and sometimes even longer than that in certain cases. So that's the problem, Carl, is that, you know, Sacramento's broken, and they don't know how to fix it, and so they're shifting it to the counties.
Okay. Hey, I'm sorry. Let's go to the phones. John, I'm sorry of keeping you waiting. John, you're on line one.
Okay. You're up right now.
Hold on. Hello? Hello, John?
Yes.
You're on now.
Okay.
Thanks for waiting.
Well, yep. Not a problem. I'll take my answer on the air, Mr. Daly.
Sure.
Quick question for you. I'm having a bit of a problem. You're selling yourself pretty much as a conservative, yet you received a tremendous amount of support from basically some normally not conservative organizations such as PORAC, Cal Firefighters Association, California Council of Laborers. Normally those people are definitely on the left-hand side of the fence. Can you kind of explain, you know, your conservative position? I understand the need for the safety, that kind of situation, but it's kind of, I'm a little confused.
Well,
taking support for that. Thank you.
Yeah, I've spent the last 16 years working with all those agencies, and my stance has been that, you know, public safety is number one. That doesn't mean that we, you know, there's abuses in labor. And I own and operate a business, and I know that employees are, you're only as good as your employees are. That works in private business, and that works in the public setting, too. Now, are there some abuses? Yes. But most of my support financially for my race has came from individuals in this district. Those people maybe that are donating to my campaign maybe don't like my opponent's positions. So I'm not sure where that lands, but I have a record of 16 years of being a good conservative. Our county is debt-free. I would ask you to go out and find a county or a city that is debt-free, and I'd like to know where they're at. I haven't found one myself yet in California other than Lassen County. We are 100% debt-free, and that means that we have funded our unfunded liabilities. And maybe that's why they're behind me, is that they know I'm a good manager of money. and the public's money. And I'm assuming that's why they want to see me in Sacramento, to balance a budget and get this state back in the right direction. We need to create jobs and grow. That's one of the main problems, is we don't have the ability to grow here because they have shackled us, those of us in business. I want to break those shackles and create more jobs and create more taxpayers. And at the same time, you know, reduce the frivolous spending that we have in Sacramento like we've done in Lassen County.
Can you give an example of frivolous spending besides the train to nowhere?
Yeah, well, I'll just pick one real easy one. In 1997, the state took over the court system. In Lassen County, they built the courthouse. The state built the courthouse. It cost $40 million for that courthouse. There's 26,000 people there that it's going to serve. It's bizarre. It's huge. It's got marble floors.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's too much for the taxpayer. Right.
People.
That's right. And that's one example. There's lots of other ones out there, but I could just use that one real quick, and I see you.
Yeah, we're getting ready to take a break here. We want to come back. We want to talk about the funding for the Veterans Home. We want to talk about, we talked about realignment. We've got several other questions here we want to talk about. Colin DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, our guest, Brian Daly, running for the 1st Assembly District.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. As its diplomats are being kicked out of countries worldwide, Syria is experiencing more violence. Gunfire in Homs, the same day as Syria's chargé d'affaires gets 72 hours notice to leave the United States, duplicating what we've heard from other nations in response to last week's Hola massacre.
Shameful, says Turkey today, telling Syria there is a limit to the world's patience.
Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin. More than 100 people were killed Friday, including dozens of children. Still waiting for a jury verdict in the federal case against former Senator John Edwards, who was seen leaving the courthouse this morning.
Edwards is allowed to leave the building during the deliberations as long as he is able to return within 15 minutes' notice.
Fox's Jonathan Sary in Greensboro, North Carolina. Edwards is charged with using campaign money to hide an affair. Fox News. We report. You decide.
This is retired Assemblyman Stan Statham. For over 18 years, I fought for the Great North State against many threats, including state money grabs and LA's liberal influence over our legislature. I even authored a measure to separate the North State from Southern California so we could create our own independent state. We need an independent, conservative North State leader to fight for us, and that's why I'm supporting Rick Bassetti for Assembly. Rick will never support higher taxes, and he will bring new jobs to the North State, and most importantly, he stood up already against special interests by authoring sweeping pension reform for the city of Redding. He'll do the same in Sacramento. Join me, along with Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, former State Senator Maurice Johannesson, the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, the National Tax Limitation Committee, and hundreds of local small business owners, and vote Rick Bassetti on June 5th. So much is at risk.
I'm Rick Bassetti, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bassetti for Assembly 2012.
Kent's Meats and Grocery, home of locally grown natural choice beef from Prather Ranch, quality fresh produce, seafood, grocery, liquor, beverage specials, and fresh homemade deli items from Kathy's Deli. At Kent's, they cure and smoke their own ham, bacon, and regular smoked or teriyaki style beef jerky. New at Kent's Meats, an all new line of natural choice Prather Ranch beef, including lean tender New York style pastrami, jerky, and a large selection of snack sticks. Plus, Lato Seco organic local pork, including chops, roasts, sausage, bacon, and bone-in hams, cured and smoked right here at Kent's. From Kathy's Deli case, choose from deli sandwiches, salads, and side dishes, all made fresh daily. How about a fresh take-and-bake pizza or party tray? Kent's is your small-town grocery store with friendly staff, organic and farm-fresh produce, USDA choice meats, spirits, and libations, gas, diesel, and propane, fuel for you and your vehicle all in one stop. And don't forget the all-day Friday barbecue featuring tri-tip, ribs, and chicken, and all the fixings for a quick, easy meal on the go. Kent's Meats and Grocery in Kathy's Deli, locally owned, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Redding Airport on Airport Road next to Winter Gardens.
In this election, we can vote for more jobs, better public safety, and planning the right way. We can do this by voting yes on Measure A. Measure A will allow a new retail center at Knighton Road and I-5 to go forward. This project has been publicly and thoughtfully planned for years and will bring dramatic safety and traffic improvements to the area. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce supports Measure A because the retail business is still strong in Shasta County, and the project will create 1,600 jobs from managerial to entry level. Let's remember, with unemployment still over 14% in Shasta County, there are thousands of local residents who just want to get back to work. Measure A will also generate new revenue for our sheriff's deputies and local schools. Join the Shasta Deputy Sheriff's Association and the Reading Record Searchlight. Vote yes on Measure A. It's about doing things the right way. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Jobs. Yes on Measure A. Build Knighton Retail Center. Sponsored and major funding by Hawkins Companies.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the bot. Linda's on assignment today. We're getting ready to paint all the studios and offices in here. It's big. Big, big, big. 8:35 in the morning, May the 29th. I hope everybody's Memorial Day weekend was great. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. What can I say? DC Tim and a man in black. Walk in, take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices. They shave around your neck and your ears. I mean, really, you know, we had the Marines in here the other week from the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard, and they went down there, and they were talking about it afterwards.
Really?
They, you know, they don't do that on base or anything. They said, gosh, these guys, you know, they shave around your neck, around your ears. I mean, it's like, it's the old time. It's the old days, and it's great prices. They give discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. I can't say enough about this place. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold. What did you do on Memorial Day?
I went out to the Veterans Cemetery here, and I went down to a function on Saturday in Nevada County, and the Tea Party Patriots had a event barbecue for the veterans and the families down there.
Tea Party. What do you think of the Tea Party?
Well, I seem to do well there at their functions. People seem to have the same views I have as far as the Constitution and what's great for America. So I think it's great that people can get together and work towards the goal of making this country great again.
Get involved.
Absolutely.
You know, get involved. Whatever your political party is or your persuasion, you need to get involved. Like, you know, we can talk about Occupy Now. They're involved. As long as they're not out destroying things, and our group here in town doesn't destroy things, but they're involved. They're involved in things, and I'm all for that. Brian, one of the questions is, if you win, when you build your, I guess, staff mm-hmm. in the different areas, in the different counties, are you going to start from scratch, or are you just going to just take old staff that's there already like many others do all?
You know, Carl, I will...
And this is a question coming out of here.
Yeah, I will absolutely. You know, I know that being elected for 16 years, that you're only as good as your people are, and I say that in my private business too. I will be in the district a lot because I believe that the legislators once they get to Sacramento seem to forget about their district a lot, and I've witnessed that with past legislators, and I don't appreciate that. I will be in the district myself a lot. And I will put together a staff. I have not chosen anybody that, and I don't believe in that. I will interview and find good people that care about the same issues that I care about, who are knowledgeable, and I will find some folks to work in the district and to work in Sacramento that will do the best job. And so, no, I have not chosen anybody. I have a lot of people who have volunteered to help me with my campaign, and who believe in the same things I believe in, and that's what we've been doing so far. And you know, that question's came up a lot because I do have some people helping me from other elected officials, and I have elected officials. I have 26 of the 45 county supervisors have endorsed me in the assembly district, along many local ones here even. You know, Glenn Hawes and Linda Hartman have endorsed me. You know, I have folks from Anderson City Council who have endorsed me all over the district. I have a lot of support, and so those people want to see, they know what I'm about. They've worked with me or witnessed what I've been able to achieve, and they're behind me. So I will choose a very strong folks to work for me, and I have not chosen anybody at this time. I don't believe that's the correct way to do it. You know, first I need to be elected, and then we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Okay. The Veterans Home here in Reading and Stockton, but especially here, or I'm sorry, Fresno, but here in Reading, it's built.
Yes.
It's ready to go.
Yes.
We put guards on it to keep people from stealing out of it.
I believe I sent $100 to this folks.
I believe you did. Come to think of it, we went up there. If you're elected to the assembly, what can you do to get Governor Brown in these and the Democrats? And it is the Democrats, my friends. If it was Republicans, I'd tell you the Republicans. Because frankly, that's how I feel about it. You're holding up the opening of a veterans home over money that's there, but it's not a high enough priority. What would you do to break that priority?
I would, look, we need to honor our veterans. We need to give them a place to come. We've built the place. We need to now fund it. Do the same thing that I've been doing for the last 16 years, and that is bring people together, get them involved. And it's a matter of setting priorities, Carl. And that's what we do with the taxpayers' money, and this should be priority number one. And I know that most people believe that. I believe that a lot of it is politics, which is too bad. They're holding our veterans hostage to try to get budget deals passed, and that's wrong.
The fact is, I just saw on the I'm going to take a break right now because I want to come back to veterans issues. Veterans issues, we have so many veterans in the North State, as you know, not only in Shasta County but Lassen and all of them, MODOC. A great deal of a great many veterans live up here, and there's other questions that I have concerning veterans, and then of course these other issues. We'll be right back. Brian Daly, candidate for Assembly District 1, is our guest. 8:40 in the morning, 60 degrees. We'll be right back.
Doug LaMalfa. Are you fed up, like I am, with a government that keeps spending and spending with no end in sight? I am fighting to stop the high-speed rail boondoggle that will cost taxpayers $100 billion or more. We can't afford a train to nowhere at a time when rural fire protection is being cut and prison inmates are being released early because the state is out of money. That's just common sense, something that is really lacking, especially in Washington. One of the reasons I decided to run for office is because the government has its priorities all wrong. Instead of saddling future generations with trillions in debt to take over our choices with things like Obamacare, they should be cutting waste and installing our priorities for jobs and our families. With your support, I will go to Washington and bring with me a big dose of North State common sense. This is Doug LaMalfa. Thanks for listening.
Join the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the National Tax Limitation Committee in electing Doug LaMalfa on June 5th. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Make your dad's day extra special and treat him to the delicious meal that he deserves. Bring him to Elements inside Wind River Casino for Sunday brunch or our Father's Day dinner special on Sunday, June 17th. Super Dad Deals. Brunch includes a carving station with prime rib and pork loin, omelet station, freshly prepared waffles with an assortment of toppings, along with an array of delicious desserts and much more. Served from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. All you can eat for just $19.95. Let Dad and Mom sit back and relax on his special day. Father's Day dinner special. All you can eat prime rib, including salad, baked potato, or mashed potatoes with seasonal vegetable. Only $15.95. From 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. Price reflects River Club card price. While you're treating your dad to a great Father's Day meal in Elements, make it a day and try your hand at blackjack. Pull up a seat at the River's Edge Poker Room, play bingo, or spin the reels on your favorite slot machine. No one else in town offers this. A great meal, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
With the challenges we face today, Shasta County needs a true leader in District 3. Pam's deep involvement in the community and experience in positions requiring teamwork and problem solving gives her an outstanding capacity to serve as your supervisor.
My experience, integrity, ability to listen and find beneficial solutions are the qualities you want in a supervisor. I will bring those qualities to serve you. District 3 is my home. I run three businesses here. The people of District 3 are my friends, neighbors, customers, and family. In fact, my family has been living in District 3 for four generations. I believe our county government should be helpful, streamlined, and efficient in order to serve your needs. I'm Pam Giacomini, and I'd be honored to serve as your supervisor.
Vote Pam Giacomini. Supervisor District 3.
Paid for by the committee to elect Pam Giacomini.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bott. Linda's on assignment today, 8:44 in the morning, May the 29th. This portion of the show brought to you by, of course, Redding Harley-Davidson, established in 1977 by David and Robin Wright, and they work there. They take a hands-on interest in their business. If you've got something that you want to ride a Harley, you go down there and you see David, Robin, or one of their salespeople. They've got everything you can possibly imagine in a full range of accessories, service items, and they will take care of your bike once you get it. They'll trade your bike in. Get a new one. They'll finance it. If you want to ride, they're going to give you that experience. 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Call them at 241-7117. Experience the ride. Live the dream. Redding Harley-Davidson. Our guest, Brian Daly, running for Assembly District 1. We're talking about veterans and about trying to get that money loose from the Democrats, essentially. The other thing, too, is there's many veterans are coming back into California. The transition programs have also been cut back, where we've got a huge job problem getting them jobs. You know, and for everybody else, it's like 10% in California. For the veterans, it's like 16, 17, 18%.
You know, Carl, I have a brother-in-law that did two terms in Afghanistan, and I hired him in my business as soon as he came home. He's an excellent employee. I mean, talk about show up early, know how to do a job. They're great employees.
Yeah.
You can't find a better employee. He's now currently working down in San Luis at the nuclear power plant. They're guarding it. He's got a great job there. But, you know, I think there's some disconnect maybe with the – I don't know what the exact word here, but when they debrief or they come home, you know, to get engaged with the VA, and I talked to him about it, and he said, you know, it's kind of like that's an organization that they're the younger servicemen and servicewomen are not really that engaged in, and I don't know what the nexus needs to be there, but you know, in Lassen County, we actually have passed an ordinance and resolution that we give a preference to in people coming home from and a job preference for those to hire them.
You know, that's a good thing. I'm just wondering if Shasta County does that. I wonder if Shasta County gives you points or a preference for veterans.
We give points, and in fact, we just had taken that action in the last couple of weeks. It's something I know there are a lot of counties that do it, and
they do. And cities. I'm not sure if it's Redding or Shasta County that gives a preference. You know, and when I say a preference, it's a couple points on the exam or something for serving your country. I've got to check that, and I should have asked Leonard Modi today, but I will ask him after the show. I mean, that's a great idea. I think though is that our state needs to take a look. We've got like 30,000 veterans a month returning, and now we're going to be cutting back as they're talking about lowering the amount of people in the services or cutting way back. We're talking hundreds of thousands of service people are going to be back with us.
The other thing, too, is educating the public and the families on, how to interact with them when they get home. I think that would be beneficial, too.
Well, they have programs out there, but again, it's one of those things, like you say, getting them into the program, that's the toughest thing. Balanced budget.
Yeah.
Is it possible?
It is.
I'm sorry. We've got somebody on the line. Thanks, Bad Bob. Art, I'm sorry. Thank you for waiting.
Yeah, not a problem, Carl. I want to make a point to your guest. He seems like a decent guy and somebody that fits into the profile of what North State people want in office, but I'm going to be the bummer of the morning, and I'm going to bring up something to him that he maybe has never heard, but that you have from me before. And that is that every Republican running in this state in a largely Republican district can be elected and sent down to the legislature. And so long as the governor of this state and the overwhelming majority of the legislature of this state is run by radical leftist Democrats like Jerry Brown and the rest of that gang down there, the chances of having any meaningful change are not going to happen. This state has turned into a liberal state several decades back. It is going more in that direction now. I see no chance that it is going to stop going in that direction. So I'm going to make an argument for something that I still believe is the only way you can save the northern half of this state. And that is that California is way too large to be one state run by one governor and one legislature. And this state ought to be cut into two separate states, Northern California, Southern California, and you can draw a line at Sacramento and go all the way across, because what happens to us up here, these leftists crack the whip and we take the trip. We can't beat them on the votes. We don't try to beat them in court on controversial things like they've just passed this year, things that might not interest a lot of people, but interest people who believe they have personal freedoms, like suction dredging in rivers or bear hunting with dogs or every attempt possible to stop Second Amendment rights. Everything you can think of that we hold dear to ourselves, these people are out to stop, and they've got the votes to stop it. Now, I know it sounds like pie in the sky long shot for me to say this, but that is the only way that this state on the northern end is ever going to have a prayer of politically taking itself the direction it wants to go in. I'm convinced of that. I've lived here for 65 years. I've seen where this state's going. It's not going to go conservative.
Hey, Art, I couldn't agree with you even more than what you talk about it are true things. But I have a saying that if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. And I think that, you know, a few good men can make a big difference. And it's been proven time and time again. I mean, you look at the founding fathers, there was a few of them that stood up. And if we can do that, the one-size-fits-all government in California definitely does not work for the North State, and I get that. And I've been battling those battles for the last 16 years. We'll continue to battle those battles. But there are folks that want a better California. I'm one of them, and I believe there are legislators down there. If we continue to do the same things that we've been doing, we're all going down in flames. There's no doubt about it. We have to promote jobs. We have to create a tax base. And we need to start working for the betterment of all citizens, not the special interest folks who are running this state.
Art, thanks for the phone call. We got to take a break. Carl Undebott, we'll be right back. Brian Daly, candidate for the 1st Assembly District, is our guest.
California's 1st Congressional District is at a crossroads. We can no longer afford to elect career politicians who take money from special interest groups to further their own agendas. We can no longer afford to elect career politicians who continue to line their own pockets with our tax dollars while asking us to make cuts. We must not elect Doug LaMalfa. He is unethical and does not know the difference between illegal conduct, fraud, and political satire. His actions are indefensible. He is misleading you. He is not one of us. As your next congressman, I will represent this diverse district and all of its citizens fairly and equitably. I will always act honestly, with strength and integrity. I will never forget that I work for you. I'm not taking donations, will not accept the Cadillac health care Congress offers only to itself, and will not stay in office longer than 6 years. I'm Michael DeQuisto, and I'm running for Congress. I approve this ad. Please vote for me on June 5th.
DeQuisto for Congress paid for this ad.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Reading. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at crownmotorsreading.com.
And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl in the bar. 8:55 in the morning, May the 29th. Our guest tomorrow will be Doug Lamoff, and Sherry Beck will be on tomorrow. That should be interesting. Sherry comes on about 7:15, and Doug comes on at 8. If you have questions for either one. And to go back to Misty, to your question is that Brian said is that if he gets elected, he's going to take a look and he's going to rebuild the staff from the ground up.
Yeah,
he'll take
the most qualified person I can, or people I can.
Okay, we got like about 5 minutes left.
You know,
here's your chance.
Well, I would just ask that the voters get out to vote. First of all, I believe that's the right we need to exercise on June 5th, and I would ask for their vote. And I asked for them, you know, does character count? Does a record count? And I'd ask for them to look at my record of the past 16 years serving on the Lassen County Board of Supervisors and serving California. I was one of two representing California on public lands issues. I actually received an award from the National Association of Counties last month, working on issues such as water, timber, mining, hunting and those type of things. And I would just ask that the voters look at the records of the candidates, vet them out. And I believe that my record with the county of Lassen being debt-free and balancing budgets and being able to work with, you know, folks on both sides of the aisle to accomplish good things is something I'm proud of. And I believe that if they go to my website, www.briandaly.com, they can learn more about me. Call me. I'll answer my cell phone. I've taken several calls. That number is 251-3888. Again, 251.
You do answer that phone, by the way.
Absolutely. It's the same number I've had since cell phones came out, and I'll continue to keep that number even when I go down to the legislature.
What would you want people to know about Brian Daly?
Well, that I'm honest, I'm a family man, and I want a better future for our children and our businesses. And, you know, I know what it takes to get the job done. I'm a farmer. I'm a hard worker. Most people that know me would say that I'm one of the hardest working people they know. And that I learned that from my father in business, and I learned a lot of things from him. I learned that you're only as good as your employees, and that's true. You're only as good as the people who you hire and work for you. And you know, the questions came up today about that. I will hire great people. I have great people in my own business. I have a great relationship with the employees of Lassen County. You know, we did takeaways in our bargaining units last year, and it never even made the front page of the paper because we were transparent, honest, and we're trying to achieve the goals of public service, which is that those are minimal in Lassen County. We want to give people what they need, not all the things they want. And that's how we've been able to become debt-free and continue to, you know, our public safety. Last year, our sheriff came to us with his budget, and we added $240,000 more than he asked for because we know that when the unemployment rate goes up, so does crime. And crime is an economic development tool. If it's working against you, people won't want to relocate to your community. And so that's number one, and I know that. So I asked for them to look at my record, ask for their vote, and if there's any questions they have, by all means, give me a buzz.
So is squirrel season still going on up there?
It is. We've got the grass is getting tall, so it's getting hard to see.
I was going to say, is it getting too tall to shoot them?
Well, my brother and I owned and operated a hunting club for the first years of my supervisor thing. And so the hunting season's getting ready to come. In fact, I've got to get down and get my deer tag in. It's June 2nd, and I haven't done that yet. I'm going to run over there today and make sure to apply.
Well, it's always good having having candidates on, and I like asking, well, why should people vote for you?
You know, I've been endorsed by the California Farm Bureau, State Sheriff's Association, What's
we're just saying 1 minute left. So and, that's all we'll put. Stick
and,
one hand
and
up.
Several, and several county supervisors and just individuals in the district. And I will truly work hard to serve the people. And I'm asking for your vote on June 5th. And get out to vote. It's very important. There's going to be not a lot of reasons to go to the polls nationally because, you know, we're going to have Mitt Romney after today in Texas more likely. And, you know, Obama is the guy we really need to get out. It's important for this country to remove our president and get back to some conservative values and values. This is about a battle between good versus evil. And I'm telling you, we need to
get good guys against the bad guys.
Right. And not only locally, but nationally.
Yeah, and bad guys, and please don't take that as a personal insult.
No.
If we don't agree politically, doesn't mean I think you're a bad person. It's just the same. Okay, Brian Daly. Hey, Brian, you're a good man.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on. And
I think we were the first ones to have you on, in fact,
yes.
When you first started.
Yep.
And, okay. Anyway, tomorrow, Doug LaMalfa, Sherry Beck. Later on this week, we're going to have Patrick Jones and Cheryl Clifford. And we've got, gosh, just as many as we can possibly have on here before next week. And I promise you, next week, we won't be talking politics after Tuesday. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Thank you for listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. An angry reaction from governments around the world to a massacre in Syria. The U.S. and others telling Syrian diplomats to leave. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
Saying they will hold the Syrian government responsible for the slaughter of innocent lives, the State Department has given the Syrian chargé d'affaires 72 hours to get out of the United States. The State Department saying it was part of a coordinated action with European nations, Canada, and Australia. The solid reaction to the reported massacre of about 100 people 4 days ago that included many children. The State Department calling it a vicious assault, and it notes reports that many families were summarily executed in their homes. The U.S. Embassy in Syria has been closed since February because of safety reasons. Lisa?
Mike, thanks. On the eve of the Texas primary that could clinch the nomination, Mitt Romney telling voters he wants government to be an ally of business, not an enemy.
Some of these liberals say they like a strong economy. But then they act like they don't like business.
Romney and